I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No one's intervened on behalf of...
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only... Puckle TCG Cast.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the 94th episode of the Puckle TCG Cast with your host, Basket. It's time for celebrations! Man, 25 years of Pokemon goodness. I can remember it like it was yesterday, bugging my friends during finger painting to trade me his Charizard for my Blastoise. And I remember Mrs. Crandall telling me I wouldn't amount to anything if I didn't focus on my finger painting studies. Well, look at me now, old girl. 30 years of old and podcasting about a child's card game. And I haven't even touched finger painting since kindergarten. Ha! But I'm not alone today. I've also got the illustrious Seth Vilo here with me to celebrate alongside.
Hello, hello. Yet another failure at finger painting class. Here I am alongside you, also 30. It's also talking about a children's card game.
Oh, hey man, do what you love, right?
Exactly, and I love it, gosh dang it, they've got me hooked.
So today we're going to be talking about the celebration set, very exciting, there's a lot of real cool stuff here, So let's move right on and sit back and settle down for Topical Beach.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair, it's time for Tropical Beach.
All right. So this set is sectioned off into the main, something called the main set, and then classic collections, and then the promos. So we'll start off with the main set, which is 25 cards. It features a plethora of fun full art Pikachu card remakes, as well as one to two legendaries from each generation. So we'll jump on that first. First, we've got Ho-Oh. And do you recognize this card? These aren't reprints, right? These are
no, these are original arts by people for the actual set itself. The 25 cards that will be, you know, tournament legal. These are all new cards.
Very cool, very cool. So this one, it's a basic Ho-Oh, HP 130 for one fire and a colorless. It's got Sacred Fire. This attack does 50 damage to one of your opponent's Pokemon. Don't apply weakness and resistance. For the bench, and then for two fire and a colorless, we've got Fire Blast, 120 damage. Discard energy from the Pokemon, from this Pokemon. And then weakness to lightning, resistance to fighting, and retreat cost of two.
Yeah, pretty standard, you know, fire type attacker that's not a two prize or a rule box thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
A lot of these are going to be like that. They're like you said a minute ago, these are a lot of legends and then a lot of other random things, which are kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah, they're just meant to be really cool
and
look nice.
Yeah.
Although I'm going to try and not talk about this as much as I want to, but I am pretty frustrated on the placement and the size of the little Pikachu 25.
Yeah.
Icon.
It's kind of
huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. And you look at some of the full arts, and it's like, why? Why would you put it there?
Why is it sticking out there, blurring up the card? Yeah.
It's like, this is the worst, like, placement you could have put.
It's like stickers on things at the grocery store that cover up what it is.
Yes, yes, yes. Or the price.
Yep, like that. Let me go ahead and take the other fire type one, though. We've got the other fire type legendary, Reshiram, HP 130. First attack, Scorching Wind for 2 colorless energy. This attack does 20 to each of your opponent's benched Pokemon, so kind of like that old Tapu Koko. Then next attack is 2 fire colorless, Black Flame for 80 plus. If Zekrom is on your bench, this attack does 80 more damage, so up to 160. Weakness, Water, Resistance, None, Retreat cost of 3. I think it's bad, but that's just me. We have no Welder, so it's bad.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, wait, we don't have double colorless anymore? We do.
I think we have dual, or yeah, whatever it is, something like that, that works for non-rulebox Pokemon, but I think that's all we've got. It could be cool in Expanded, because that has a lot more, I mean, that still has Welder, of course, and like the Zekrom Reshiram thing, the GX tag team, I don't know.
Yeah, because I threw that Tapu Koko promo in on a few different decks.
Yeah. The big thing about that was free retreat, though. This has 3.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that definitely brings it down.
Yeah.
Check the retreat cost, people.
Uh-huh.
It affects what you're going to play.
For sure.
All right. Next up, we've got Kyogre. Basic Pokemon, 130 HP, water type. For 2 water and a colorless, got Aqua Storm. Discard the top 5 cards of your deck. Then choose 2 of your opponent's benched Pokemon. This attack does 50 damage for each energy card you discarded in this way to each of those Pokemon. Oh.
Yikes.
Huh. Wow. There you go, Kyogre.
Yikes.
I was not expecting that. And then, I mean, the next attack is not even nearly as cool, but for 2 water and 2 colorless, Surf, 120 damage. Who cares about that? That first one, though, that's pretty crazy.
You could
Weakness to Lightning, Resistance to None, Retreat cost of 3.
You could do 250 to 2 benched Pokemon. Holy mackerel.
That's insane.
If you stack your deck right, or just have it to the point where it's only water energy, that could be hilarious.
Holy crap.
Yeah. That okay. Is a meme deck. That for sure is a meme
deck. That is definitely a meme deck.
For as long as we don't have Bench Barrier, that is a meme deck that could see some funny success.
Yeah. By the way, I absolutely love this this card art. It looks very like they still got like the anime faces, but the heavy shadow, it looks very like Western comics.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like it feels like how you would shade a Batman comic.
Oh, yeah. Now I see that. Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't that super cool?
That they did so good with the art on all of these. This is a good celebration set for the art alone.
Yeah, definitely. And it's got both the Team Aqua heads like swimming alongside the Kyogre.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
And spoiler alert, the Groudon has the same kind of thing. But yeah, I love it. It's so cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. I just wish that giant Pikachu 25 sticker wasn't in the way.
Yeah. What I love, too, about this that I'm starting to notice is the, you know, big spoiler alert, woohoo, the legendaries for the box art legendaries are the features of this, unless your name is Pikachu. But the art style for each of these Pokemon is the same for whatever box legend you are. Like, it has the, you know, Western comic look for the Kyogre and for the Groudon. For the Reshiram and Zekrom, it's got the kind of penciled effect. For the Ho-Oh, it's
like
got
like a sepia.
Yeah. They match the art style, which is really cool. The Palkia and Dialga are 3D, but I can hit the Palkia real fast since I've mentioned it and it's next on the list. Palkia, 130 HP, water type. Ability is Absolute Space. As long as this Pokemon is in your active spot, your opponent can't play any stadium cards from their hand. And the attack is Overdrive Smash. Water, colorless, colorless. 80 plus. During your next turn, this Pokemon's Overdrive Smash does 80 more damage. So, up to 160 if you go twice. It could be cute in a water deck with, like, a Frozmoth to support it. But, meh.
Yeah.
And here we are at your Pikachus, my friend.
Yes. Okay. So, here are all these awesome Pikachus.
Yeah.
I've never been excited for Pikachu cards, like, literally ever. Mm-hmm. But I am loving these. Okay. So, This first one is I think it's been redone.
Yeah.
But it's the original Pikachu card art, but in full art. And so it's that fat, cute little Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
Done in, like, pastels or something. And it's really...
It's cute.
The fat Pikachu is the only Pikachu card that I've ever liked and that I've ever kept. Like, I still have one. And now I'm going to need to buy this one. Just so I can have both.
Just have it on display.
Yes, now I need a larger fat Pikachu in my life.
Well, the good news is, because this set is weird and there's only 25 cards and a lot of them are other weird cards that people are after, the actual tournament legal cards like these themselves are extremely cheap. So you can get this whole set for $20. Not even kidding. Maybe. The V Pikachus that we're going to get to might actually cost a little bit more, but... yeah, these cards are cheap because people are opening them for the other things.
Yeah. And, I mean, I could go over what's on the card, but it's just, you know, it's just that 60 HP Pikachu. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder Jolt, which is a flip thing. I'm not even going to... yeah. We're done. We're over it.
Yeah.
The card art. That's we're why you're getting good. The card art.
So the next one is we're starting to get into the promotional V Pokemon. We've got Flying Pikachu V. It's got 190 HP and two attacks. The first one for an electric energy is Thundershock. Does 20 damage and flip a coin if heads they're paralyzed. The second attack is Fly, of course, because it's Flying Pikachu. That one is for three colorless energy. Does 120. Flip a coin if tails, this attack does nothing. If heads during your opponent's next turn, prevent all damage and all... take two. Prevent all damage from and effects of attacks done to this Pokemon. So it's immune to everything if you flip a heads. That's such a weird sentence. Prevent all damage from and effects of attacks done to this Pokemon. I'm glad they didn't end the sentence in a preposition, but holy man. So that's that one.
Yeah, and again, I mean, you can't beat Pikachu floating in the air tied by a bunch of balloons.
Yeah,
you know what? Go ahead and take the next one because
this one
beat it. Actually, I just realized that.
Yeah. So we've got then Flying Pikachu V naturally evolves into Flying Pikachu V Max, and this has actually had some tournament success. Like both of these promotional Pikachus have been in the top like 30 of some tournaments. So this is not to be taken lightly. So anyway, Flying Pikachu V-Max, electric type still, has 310 HP and one attack. For lightning colorless, Max Balloon does 160. During your opponent's next turn, prevent all damage done to this Pokemon by attacks from basic Pokemon. So there aren't a huge amount of basics overall. There are still some every now and again, but a lot of them are VMAX right now. So you're not going to have this ability or effect rather trigger all the time. But when you do against like a Zacian deck, you just auto win against Zacian because it can't do anything to you. 160 is a great number because it two hit KOs most VMAXes. It does 320 after two hits. Weakness electric because why not? And resistance fighting. Retreat cost nothing. Very important.
Oh, there's no retreat cost?
Yep.
Oh
my gosh. Flying Pikachu has free retreat.
I also like that they just made him bigger and with more balloons.
Yep.
And there's like a little, like what looks like a toy plane that like belongs in an episode of Thomas the Train, like flying under him.
That actually is the same toy plane that you see in Garbodor VMAX or Gigantamax Garbodor.
Oh, really?
Yep. So go ahead and take the next two because they're also good. And these are doing really well in tournaments, actually.
Okay, so next up we've got Surfing Pikachu V, 200 HP, lightning type. For three water energies, you've got Surf for 150, which does 150 damage. That's its only attack. Weakness to fighting. Resistance is none. What is this weakness coming from?
It's an electric type.
But what... oh, that's right, because, yeah, got it, ground.
Fighting is good.
Okay. All right, and then, so we'll just move from there. There is a retreat cost. There's a retreat cost of one for the Surfing Pikachu V. And then next, we've got Surfing Pikachu V-Max with 310 HP. For three water energy, we have Max Surfer, 160 damage. This attack also does 30 damage to each of your opponent's benched Pokemon. And don't apply the weakness and resistance for the bench. same weakness, fighting times two, no resistance, retreat cost of one. tell me how this is working.
Yeah, Melanie, that's how it's working. That's a supporter card that you can attach a water energy from your discard pile to one of your V Pokemon and then draw three cards. It's like Welder 2.
Nice.
And, you know, there's no bench barrier, so the 30 just keeps stacking up on things. It's really good against Inteleon-based decks because after a couple max surfs, you've wiped their board of all of their Drizzile or Sobble if they have those still set up. And you can get this attack going, like, pretty quickly overall. And, yeah, that 160 number is still good for two-hit KOing most V-maxes, doing 320 over two turns. And it's actually surprisingly effective.
And again, fantastic card art.
Yeah.
He's like standing on the surfboard. He's so big now. He's standing on the surfboard with one foot, and his arms are flailing around as he's trying to keep himself up.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that toy boat is also in Garbodor, Gigantamax. But yeah, it lets you run it with Suicune as a support engine or just as a supplementary attacker. It's really actually pretty low-key successful in tournaments. I guess that brings it back to me then. We've got the last lightning type, and it is Mr. Old Zekrom for, yeah, it's electric lightning, whatever. HP 130, two attacks. First one for double colorless is Field Crush. If your opponent has a stadium in play, discard it, does 30 damage. And then second attack is White Thunder. Two lightning, one colorless, does 80 plus. If Reshiram is on your bench, this attack does 80 more. Kind of like the Reshiram, where if Zekrom's on your bench, it does more. So, it's cute.
Yeah, that's a nice little trade. And it would be hitting that the 160 number after, well, if you've got the Reshiram or the Zekrom on the bench.
White weakness to fighting, retreat cost 3.
Next up, we've got Mew, basic Pokemon, HP 60, psychic type. Ability, Mysterious Tail. Once during your turn, if this Pokemon is in the active spot, you may look at the top 6 cards of your deck. Reveal an item you find there and put it into your hand. Shuffle the other cards back into your deck. That'd be a lot better if it was not in the active spot. Its attack is Psyshot for 1 psychic and a colorless. 30 damage, weakness to dark, resistance to fighting, retreat cost of 1. Do you like that ability, or are you just...
I love this ability. This is, honestly, if you're asking my very honest opinion, this is the best card in all 25 cards in the set. Because there's a lot of items that need to be found quickly, and this lets you dig that little bit deeper to find the quick ball you need to set up, or the fog crystal, because you're running it in psychic decks, to get the second Calyrex out or something along those lines. This thing enables so many decks that even kind of can give a breath of life to stage 2 because rare candy is an item. And yeah, I love this. It's made my Shadow Rider decks so much quicker, so much more efficient, or so much better at setting up. And that's just the first deck I've tried it with. I've seen it in other lists too. This is very good. It reminds me of Jirachi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I was...
It is item, though. Like, the Jirachi was really good because it said trainer. You could get any trainer. Supporter, stadium, whatever. This specifically says item, so that drastically cuts into how effective it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically Jirachi, too.
So it's like a new one of in a lot of decks?
One, two, or three of. It just depends on what you're doing. For mine, I run two. I've seen some lists that are successful run three. Kind of like the Jirachi, where people are still finalizing what kind of counts work best, but yeah.
All right.
That's that one. We'll go to Xerneas here, the next psychic type. We've got Xerneas HP 120, as I said, psychic type. Two attacks. First one for double colorless is Breath of Life. Search your deck for up to 3 basic energy cards of different types and attach them to your Pokemon in any way you like. Then shuffle your deck. Then next attack for psychic colorless, Aurora Horns for 100 damage. Weakness, metal, resistance none, retreat cost of 2. It's a setup Pokemon if you have dual energy or get 2 attachments in. Being able to search your deck for 3 basics of different types is kind of meh because they have to be different types. And what deck is running a lot of different type energy? But it could work with something.
Well, it could. I mean, just like... I'm thinking maybe if you're having a hard time getting an engine, like you could just put 2 separate ones if most of your Pokemon have different types.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and colorless attacks too. That would be very exactly. important as well. All right. Next up, we've got. Do you want to just?
I would loop all three of them together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we've got Cosmog, 60 HP, Psychic. One attack for a colorless, star protection, flip a coin. If heads, during your opponent's next turn, prevent all damage done to this Pokemon by attacks. Was there a Cosmog with this same ability?
I don't remember. I feel like it's always kind of been something like that. Maybe, I know one had Dust Gathering where you could draw a card. I feel like one of them had some kind of protection attack. I don't remember.
Weakness to dark, resistance to fighting, retreat cost of one. And then Cosmoem, HP 90, Psychic also, Star Protection, same attack, I guess.
Yep.
For one colorless, same weakness, same resistance, retreat cost of 3, though.
Look at that tiny baby Cosmoem laying on the pillow, weighing its 2,000 pounds.
Oh, that's so funny. That is so funny. Yeah, I don't think Lily would be sleeping quite as soundly if that thing was on her pillow.
No, thank goodness it kind of floats. But the art is just adorable for this series because it focuses on Lily. It's adorable art. But I'll let you continue on to the last of the actual important one.
And then Lunala, 160 HP, psychic as well. Drops a lot of weight, goes down to 264 pounds. Somebody started going to the gym. For a double colorless, you get Lunar Pain, double the number of damage counters on each of your opponent's Pokemon. Oh, that is cool.
That could be fun.
For a psychic and two colorless, Psychic Shot, 130 damage. This attack also does 30 damage to one of your opponent's benched Pokemon. Weakness to dark, resistance fighting, retreat cost of 2. Yeah, that would be... Lunar Pain would be really cool.
Someone is going to make a YouTube video where they take 12 prizes in one turn because they set up their Lunar Gain correctly. I could see it working. Like, if you have Corsola V that makes you take damage counters for every time they attach an energy, the Old Cemetery that does the same thing, the Dracozolt that does the same thing, and then you're just slowly powering this up in the back the whole time... I could definitely see a YouTube video happening where someone wipes the board by doubling all the damage counters on everything.
Just a game of stall until you've got enough damage counters.
Exactly, yep. Okay, moving on to the next thing, which I think is the second best card in the set, and I'll go over in more detail a little bit later. I'll just read what it says for now, though. We've got Zacian V. It's got 220 HP and is psychic type, not metal. Ability, Roar of the Sword. Once during your turn, you may search your deck for a psychic energy card and attach it to one of your Pokemon. Then shuffle your deck. If you use this ability, your turn ends. And then the attack is, for triple colorless, Storm Slash. Does 60 base, and this attack does 30 more damage for each psychic energy attached to this Pokemon. So with 3 psychic energy attached for the attack cost, it does 150. Weakness is metal, resistance none, and retreat cost of 2.
So you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think psychic needed more energy draw. Do you?
Well, as a Shadow Rider player, I absolutely think it does.
Oh, okay.
Excuse you, sir. But yeah, I'll go over a little bit more on my experience with Zacian later on after we get through the segments. But yeah, what are your first impressions?
That it did not need more energy card draw. That's my first impression.
Pretty good first impression, honestly.
But yeah, no, you put this in a Shadow Rider deck and, I mean... You've got another tool in your tool set, another really good tool to set things up really fast. So there you go, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. Okay. Now we've got Groudon. Same thing, the whole harsh Batman lighting here with both of the...
Oh, yeah, I really see it on this one.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the main... Why didn't they put Archie in here?
They have the admins, not the actual leaders.
Or I'm sorry, not Archie. Yeah, you're right. Okay. But yeah, so the two admins are here posing next to Groudon. And then we've got, it's basic 130 HP, fighting type, For two fighting and a colorless, we've got Magma Volcano, 80 times damage. Discard the top five cards of your deck. This attack does 80 damage for each energy card you discarded in this way. Very, very cool.
That's just like the Kyogre's, except it's single target. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then two fighting and two colorless, Massive Rend, 120 damage. Weakness to grass, resistance none, retreat cost of 3.
He a chonk. That's a fun one too, though.
Yeah, these aren't really like, I mean, like, I wouldn't count these out.
No, I wouldn't either. For like, it, especially, there's been some tournaments with like no rule box Pokemon that are popping up every now and again. Something like this would be fun because that kind of damage output is unheard of in a non-rule box format. So,
yeah,
if you can stack your deck right, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's a crazy amount of damage.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Next up, we've got the other doggo.
Yes.
We've got Zamazenta V, HP 220. And this one is fighting type, not metal. And it's got the ability Growl of the Shield. All of your fighting type Pokemon take 20 less damage from attacks from your opponent's Pokemon VMAX after applying weakness and resistance. You can't apply more than one Growl of the Shield ability at a time. And then one attack, two fighting, one colorless, heavy impact for 150, weakness psychic, resistance none, retreat cost of 2. Excellent one of in a fighting deck.
That would be basically useful for bench shielding, right?
It would be useful for bench shielding too. Yeah, you're right. If your bench things are fighting types, yes, because it doesn't say your active takes 20 less. It just says all of your fighting type Pokemon, which includes itself, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it run in a Colossal Stall deck.
Ah.
It could be useful in maybe a Urshifu kind of deck, but yeah, it's great to have more fighting support like that in an environment so hostile.
Yeah, you can mess around with your opponent's numbers.
Yep.
That's always fun to do. All right, that's game. Well, actually,
no. As a matter of fact,
according to my calculations,
you're 10 damage off, good sir. Looks like it's time for my move.
All right, next we've got Yveltal, 120 HP, darkness type Pokemon. For two colorless, you have Cry of Destruction. Discard up to 3 special energy from your opponent's Pokemon. Very cool. For darkness and two colorless, Dark Feather, 100 damage. Weakness to lightning, resistance to fighting, retreat cost of 2. Cry of Destruction would be fantastic. The amount of times that I see people with special energy.
Yeah.
Especially 3 special energy on this at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a cool idea if double colorless was like a thing.
Yeah. That would make it a lot more accessible as opposed to dual right now.
Yeah. But this is kind of not super exciting to me.
It could be fun in the right deck. Shamu and I were kind of spitballing here a little bit ago. A control deck would be fun. A dark deck would be fun, like maybe Eternatus to slow things down, because especially Urshifu, those depend heavily on their special energies, and that's what kind of stops Eternatus. So if you throw this down and somehow get it charged up with its attacks, which you can do, energy switch, Moltres, manual attach, things like that, you could wipe the board of special energies, and especially against Rapid Strike that doesn't have recovery for them, you can really hinder your opponent. So it has its uses for sure.
That's cool. So it could kind of like turn it back into your favor mm-hmm. on a pretty bad matchup,
or at least buy you a couple more turns.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, next, which one do we have next?
Next up is Dialga, and that one has actually been seeing a little bit of tournament play. I don't quite understand it yet, but maybe we'll come to that decision together. It's a basic Dialga, HP 130 and Metal type. Two attacks, one for one metal energy, is Temporal Backflow. Put a card from your discard pile into your hand. And then the next attack is Metal Blast for 3 colorless energy, does 60 damage base, and this attack does 20 more damage for each metal energy attached to this Pokemon. So at attack cost with 3 metal energies attached, it adds another 60, so you're doing 120 with just the attack cost by itself. It is Metal Saucer compatible, so that's something to note. It has weakness to fire, resistance to grass, and retreat cost of 2. I've seen this in metal decks, like a 2 of. I don't know if it's for the temporal backflow or just to be a single prize attacker with Metal Blast, but I have been seeing it in tournament deck lists.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that because the temporal backflow, like, it's an attack, but it's got a really good ability, as far as I'm concerned. I love being able to get stuff back from my discard pile.
It's slightly worse in a world where Marnie exists, because you'll probably lose it next turn if your opponent plays smart. But it could be good to just put things back that you need eventually. I think it's for the Metal Blast attack to get through things like Zamazenta or Decidueye or things like that. I think that's probably what it's in there for.
That is all colorless, which can be splashed anywhere. So that's pretty... Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like the 3D art, though.
Yeah, but it does kind of make sense in a way, because that's when they had the first time doing forced perspective 3D things in the games. So that's my logic behind it. I don't know.
Well, it makes sense put that way. I'm just not a giant fan.
But then again, you know, they didn't have pencil art for Zekrom and Reshiram. I think they just picked a style and had the two of them with it. I like the 3D. That's just me, though. It does look a little weird, but meh. To each their own.
All right. Next up, we've got Solgaleo. 170 HP. Metal. Ability Rush In. Once during your turn, if this Pokemon is on your bench, you may switch it with your active Pokemon. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
For two colorless, Solar Geyser, 100 damage. Attach up to two basic energy cards from your discard pile to one of your benched Pokemon. Also, not bad. Weakness to fire, resistance to grass, retreat cost of 2.
This is really cool because it combines the two Solgaleo GX into one card. Because the first one had Ultra Road, which did the same thing. And the second one that was the promo had the attack for double colorless that attaches two cards from your discard to something. So this is kind of like its own nostalgia little bit. It's almost like its own little collections, but it's one card and it's legal and it's a stage two, so no one will play it ever, but it's kind of cool.
It is. I really like it. Rush In is, I love Pokemon with this ability. It's always been, what was Zoroark's? It wasn't Rush In, it was something else.
Stand It? No, that was something else. But we've had things like this before. The Keldeo had it, Duskmane Necrozma had it. No, Dawnwings, pardon me. Dawnwings had it. It does have a retreat cost of 2, but that can be fixed with Air Balloon. So Rush In, Air Balloon, Retreat, you can kind of switch to anything you want. It has potential. And the next one and final Pokemon of the list is Lugia. It's got 130 HP. It's a colorless Pokemon. Two attacks. First one for double colorless is Aero Ball. This attack does 20 damage for each energy attached to both active Pokemon. And then second attack is Deep Crush for 4 colorless energy, 160 damage. During your next turn, this Pokemon can't attack. Weakness Electric, pardon me, Lightning, trading card game. Got to change my brain. Weakness Lightning, resistance Fighting, retreat cost of 2.
I don't like this at all.
It's okay at best.
Yeah, I don't like this at all.
The art's neat, though. It's got all the fall colors. Oh my gosh, and it lines up with the Ho-Oh. Like, they have the same pose, and the backgrounds line up with each other exactly. That's neat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is pretty cool. It's just mirror opposites.
Uh-huh. Like, they're standing in front of a clock or something, it looks like. Probably the tower, but I don't know. The Zamazenta and Zacian V do that, too, where if you put them side by side, they line up. You can see the tail of Zamazenta in Zacian's card and the ribbon of Zacian in Zamazenta's card.
Oh, you know what I just realized? I think that... Because remember, wasn't there those carvings in the fourth game with Reshiram and Zekrom?
Maybe.
I think that might be kind of what they're kind of going for here.
That might be it, yeah.
That's cool.
They have a cool themes That's on them. Cool. I love these cards. And I guess we can quickly mention that there's another professor's research that is Professor Oak. But, you know, it's professor's research, so same card.
Yeah. I like the card art. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
They did sort of like a out-of-the-box, art box thing where his hand goes down and he's like writing on the card itself.
It does look a tiny bit like a cigarette, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I guess it does a little bit.
a little tiny bit with the writing looking like smoke, but... So there was a lot of chatter about that on Twitter when it was first revealed. Like, what is he holding? Because the first image is kind of blurry. Is he holding a cigarette? What is going on?
That would be hilarious to me.
I do note this, though. The legality block is still D. All the other cards in this set have the E legality block, which means that they are not looking to refresh the legality of Professor's research anytime soon. That might change, but yeah, that's something I'm noticing.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you mean by that?
If you look at the bottom, which is what we're starting to do with all the cards now, it used to be only Japan that had these, but next to the set logo, there's a letter in a box.
Oh, the D. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that that tells you, like, legality rotation things. So instead of saying, like, these sets are what's currently in rotation, they're going to say these legality letters are what's currently in rotation. That's how they're moving forward, and they're kind of aligning the rest of the world with how Japan's been doing their card legality forever. And if you notice, all the rest in this celebration set have the letter E in that block.
Mm-hmm.
And Professor's Research, even though it's in this set and has the logo, still has the D legality, so it will not be refreshed at the same time as the others. Just something to keep an eye on.
Maybe the D legality, because it's not something that's you know, Professor's Research is usable basically forever.
Maybe.
So maybe that's what the D is going to represent.
Because the first one with Professor Mugged Magnolia is the same D legality.
Okay.
So just something to keep an eye on. They may have a different way to do it, but yeah, just something to watch. And then there's the secret rare Mew, of course.
Oh yeah. 60 HP psychic.
Yep. Same as the other.
Beautiful, and it's gold finish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shiny Pokemon.
Yeah.
I don't know what, yeah, it's blue. I don't know why they didn't do, like, Shining Mew, because that'd be kind of cool. But
they seem to have a decent pull rate, too, if Twitter is to be believed.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the same as the other Mew. Mysterious Tail, Psyshot for 30, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. And then now we are going to be moving on to the Classic Collections.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I don't think we need to go as in-depth in these because they're all classic cards. But it is just like it sounds like. They are iconic cards all the way back from base set to Guardians Rising, all the way up to there. Like the last one is Tapu Lele, the Tapu Lele GX. And the first one are the starters. And they just are reprinted, same as they were. The only difference is they've got a big old Pikachu 25 sticker slapped on them.
Big stupid Pikachu 25 thing. I'm going to rant one more time. I'm going to say it again because it needs to be said again. All right. These are too big. These are way too big.
They take up too much straight up
of the card. It's absurd. Like, I mean, I remember the little jungle logo or the base set logo was small. It was there on the tiny little, on the gold,
little bar there
at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, you could just do that. Maybe have it slightly bigger so it, like, stands out a little bit, but you don't need to go over the card art.
Yeah.
That's not necessary.
It does differentiate it from the originals, though, I will say that. That's maybe what they're trying to do and keep it consistent overall, but it's not
too
terrible.
But I also remember, like, I remember other ones,
yeah.
like reprints of those, that were not nearly as obscene mm-hmm. with their little markers.
This is really cool because I'm scrolling through here and I have a lot of memories of a lot of these cards. Not a whole lot of them. Like, of course, the beginning ones because I started out with this, but then there's a huge gap until I encounter, like, they have the birthday Pikachu in here, the one where you write in your name and it does more if it's your birthday. That's such a cool card that there were only so many of them printed. Now you can all go buy your own birthday card and slip it into a limit. List deck, and if it the attack is birthday surprise, if it's not your birthday, this attack does 30 damage. If it is your birthday, flip a coin. If heads, this attack does 30 plus 50 more damage. If tails, it does 30. So, and you write your birth date on the card, you write your name on the top.
It's too funny.
In theory, you could write Sylveon's Pikachu and let Ribbon Badge apply to it, but here we are.
That would be hilarious.
That's a lot of problems.
I love the imposter Professor Oak.
Yeah.
I never understood that card.
Just disruption. It's like miniature N or Marnie or something like that.
Well, no. Like I mean, I know like how it's used. Oh, I just never understood like the reasoning for there being an imposter Professor Oak.
Right? And I think this is like base set too. So like why?
Yeah.
What are you like, doing here?
I don't remember anything from the anime or anything.
Were they going to have an imposter Professor Oak in the video game? Like, what?
But yeah, like, I have no idea.
Some of these cards are just so cool to see again. Do you have a couple? Do you have a favorite or two from here? I've got two favorites other than the birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I absolutely love, and I miss this so much. I miss the dark Pokemon. They've got Dark Gyarados here.
Oh, yeah.
They've got, there was another one. I'm trying to find it right now. No, I guess that was the only one out of these ones. But yeah, Dark Gyarados. They also have the Rockets Zapdos.
That is a cool one.
I loved the Rocket ones. Like, Dark Gyarados was one of the Rocket Pokemon as well. From the Rocket set. Was it a set?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was Team Rocket set.
Yeah,
those are all the ones
with
the R on them.
Yeah, I mean, those are basically my favorite. I don't know. I just loved the idea of being able to play with Rocket Pokemon like I was a Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
I want that back. Bring it back, guys.
I really wish there's one trainer card that I really wish they would have just made into a supporter for this. The Here Comes Team Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
Each player plays with their prize cards face up for the rest of the game. It's a double town map. And in the world of V Unions, that would have been so neat. It's probably stupidly overpowered in a sense if they make good V Unions, which I doubt they will, but it would have been so cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. It's not tournament legal, is it?
No. None of these are.
Okay.
There is a cool... The two that I like are two support Pokemon that I remember early, like before TCG Player existed, and I could just buy cards I wanted. There's the Eek Cleffa, which is a baby, back when they had like the baby mechanic, where they flip a coin to do any damage. It had one attack, shuffle your hand into your deck, then draw 7 cards. It was a good... I think it was... There was one of them, I think, that was free that could do that. This one actually requires an energy attachment for some reason, but I feel like I remember something about being free. But yeah, it could be 50% of the time immune to damage. That was adorable. And then the Clay Doll, which was really good. That had the ability Cosmic Power. I have a couple originals of these when I was making a Salamence deck. Once during your turn, choose up to 2 cards from your hand and put them on the bottom in any order of your deck. If you do, draw cards till you have 6. So, yeah, that would have been super cool to have back. Stage 1 supporter like that lets you draw up to 6 multiple times every turn if you have more than one in play. Yeah, it's so cool to see these quote-unquote come back.
Yeah, it is really cool. And I also want to add Shining Magikarp.
Yeah,
to my little list. Dragon Bond is one of its attacks. I'm not a fan at all of the cost being psychic.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes absolutely no sense to me. But maybe it did back then, but I don't know. But basically, you just get to search your deck for a card named Gyarados or Dark Gyarados or Shining Gyarados, show it to the opponent, and then put it in the hand. So it's like you get it out there, and then it's like, all right, now I've done this attack, and now for next turn, I've got my Gyarados ready.
You want to know the problem, though?
What?
Nothing evolves from Shining Magikarp. You know how all the Gyarados cards say evolves from Magikarp? None of them.
You've got to be kidding me.
None of them.
You've got to be kidding me.
Including Shining Gyarados.
I actually love this so much more now. Oh my lord. This is... Oh my gosh. It's Magikarp being as shiny and as useless as possible.
It really is. You have to have a Magikarp that's not this one on your bench.
Oh my lord. Oh man, I love this. Okay, I have to get this. No, you know what? I need to get an original. I'm going to find an original Shining Magikarp. And I'm going to buy that. I don't care how much it costs.
I just need to find Celebrations. I need to go out and look for it. I've heard mixed review, like, of people trying to go out and buy it, where they can either find it all over the place and it's common, or they can't mm-hmm. find a single one anywhere. So they're unlike normal Pokemon in the last year, where it's just nowhere. They apparently overprinted the crap out of this set. So I'm tickled for it. That's part of why it's also cheap.
That's good. That's good.
I want the chance to pull a Charizard. Gosh darn it.
I've been pretty... I don't know. All the scalping that's been going on has kind of made me sick to my stomach a little bit.
Yeah, they seem to have... With this one, they're doing a decent job about that whole problem by just saturating the market with these.
That's good. That's good. But yeah, okay, new mission in life. Get an original Shining Magikarp because it is the epitome of useless.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Now they should make it like if you get a Shining Magikarp in the game, it just can't evolve.
Shining Magikarp, joke's on you. Ha ha. I mean, that makes sense lore-wise, because Magikarp's gold, but in the silver-gold thing, they give the logical reason of Gyarados being red as it not having the time to develop its proper color from Magikarp, so it stays that kind of orange-red color. So it could be justified.
That's awesome.
Badly, but it could be.
Okay, I love all of this.
We're not quite done yet. They've got one whole other segment to these, too.
Yes. I just want to mention a couple.
Yeah.
This Dawn fan here, I believe, was a huge, huge deck a while ago during the Heart Gold and Soul Silver run. Same with the Clay Doll as well. Uh-huh. I'm not familiar with these decks, but I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
So, old school players, if you guys wanted to get a set of these for a fun little deck, that could be cool.
Yeah.
Like Seth said, they're probably going to be dirt cheap.
Yeah, they really are.
Reprint of Mega Rayquaza. The one with Emerald Break, Mewtwo EX with X-Ball and Psydrive, and like Seth said earlier, Wonder Tag, Tapu Lele.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, was there anything else you wanted to...
No, I think we're good to move on to the hilarious next section.
All right. So this is the promos. These promos are really cool. They're mixing and matching some of the old mechanics with new Pokemon and vice versa. A lot of these cards cannot be played in tournaments. And TPCI really wanted you to know that definitively with a discrete line at the bottom of each one that just basically says it's unplayable. So I will let you know, we will both let you know as we go through them whether they are playable or not.
Yeah.
The first one, you want to take that away?
Sure. Yeah. Because these are all technically new cards, so we're probably going to hit all of them. They are this one's the Pikachu VMAX, 310 HP. For 3 lightning energy, G-Max Volt Tackle, 120 plus damage. You may discard all energy from this Pokemon. If you do, this attack does 150 more, so 270 if you discard all 3 lightning energy. Weakness Fighting, Retreat Cost 2. This one is tournament legal.
Nice. Next up, we've got Dragapult, 150 HP, Psychic type. For 1 Psychic Energy, Mach Turn, 60 damage. You may switch this Pokemon with one of your bench Pokemon. That's cool. Of 2 Psychic and a Colorless, Divining Swipe, 150 damage, and then discard a random card from your opponent's hand, Weakness to Darkness, Resistance to Fighting, no Retreat Cost, cool card, but cannot be used in official tournaments.
Right. This is a Stage 2, and it's technically Dragapult Prime, which doesn't really have any mechanical difference than the others, it's just an art style. But that Prime art style where they're kind of just like really close in on their face and have the jagged illustration box, I think it looks really neat.
Well, that's kind of brought up as well in the next one. It's like an old mechanic,
yeah,
leaning with a new art style, or just like the Dragapult is like an old mechanic with a new Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. And so the next one is like you said, kind of an old mechanic. It's Lance's Charizard V. Its HP is 220. This goes back to the like Pokemon with their trainer, like the Rocket Zapdos or the Brock's, mm-hmm, this or whatever. Attack is Double Fire and Colorless, Flamethrower, 200 damage. Discard an energy from this Pokemon. Weakness to Water, Retreat Cost 3, and this one is tournament legal because it's a V and it's got the legality block.
Yeah. And then this next one is a Dark Sylveon V, HP 180, Psychic type. For 2 colorless, it has a Disarming Voice, 30 damage. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now confused. And then for 1 Psychic and 2 colorless, Tricky Ribbon, 100 damage. Choose a random card from your opponent's hand. Your opponent reveals that card and shuffles it into their deck. Weakness to Steel, Resistance none, Retreat Cost of 1. We will talk more about this later. But the artwork is super cool. And
I love it.
Yeah, and I just love that there's a Dark Sylveon.
An angry Sylveon is what my heart needed in these trying times.
I know, its back is turned to you, and it's looking at you like you've just, like, done something horrible.
You've offended its ancestors or something.
Yeah, and now he's taken the path of the dark side.
Have you ever heard the story of Dark Sylveon the Wise?
Yeah. This Sylveon has already killed the younglings.
Oh my gosh. Oh, boy.
It's already been done. There's no turning back.
Oh, no. moving on, though, we have Zacian Level X bringing back the Level X mechanic. HP 160, and it's a level-up Pokemon. You put it onto a Zacian on top of it, in theory. It's got a Poke Body, not an ability, bladed armament. Damage from this Pokemon's attacks isn't affected by any effects on your opponent's active Pokemon. Attack is Brave Blade for Metal Colorless. 240 damage during your next turn this Pokemon can't attack, kind of like the Zacian V. And it's Weakness Fire, Resistance Grass, Retreat Cost 2. Not legal, because Level X is not a mechanic that we need to be bringing back right now. Neither are Poke Bodies instead of abilities. Yeah, this is just a remembrance and remaking of Zacian in the Level X type of form. But even if it was legal, it would only be allowed to be put onto a regular non-V Zacian, so it would not be good.
Next up, we've got Mimikyu. It's bringing back the Delta species thing. What would you call that?
Logo mechanic.
It's not really a mechanic. It was just kind of a logo.
Gimmick,
yeah.
Whatever we want to call it.
Curiously, 70 HP with water type.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Filch for one water. Draw two cards. And then for a water and a colorless, Wet Claw, 40 damage. Put an energy attached to your opponent's active Pokemon into their hand. Weakness to lightning, resistance none, retreat cost of one.
This one has a backstory on the website.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently a lot of these cards have a little info blurb, or like, this is honoring the Level X mechanic, or this is honoring the Delta species mechanic. But this one goes further into it with Mimikyu specifically, which is just horribly sad. It says that, what was this region called where Delta species were supposed to be coming from? There was a region in the TCG that it said they were coming from.
I don't know, the Delta region? I have no idea.
We'll call it the Delta region because neither of us
remember. Yeah, we'll go there.
Yell at us in the comments, please, and tell us what it was. But this Mimikyu apparently heard about this region where Pokemon became different types, like the fire type Gardevoir or the, you know, all that kind of stuff, and wanted to go there in hopes that it would become an electric type to be more like Pikachu. But it became water instead. That's apparently the lore behind this card, which is just so
that
sad.
That is hilarious. I love that.
But yeah, this one's not tournament legal either. So, oh well.
Now it's a doubly inferior Pikachu, because yeah. Pikachu can kick its butt.
It's weak to Pikachu. In
yeah,
more
it's
ways
weak to
than
Pikachu.
One. Oh, golly. Next one, though. We've got Light Toxtricity, which is another old mechanic where it was had the light and dark Pokemon. This has 120 HP. It's a stage 1. It evolves from regular old Toxel. Two attacks. First one is Slow Ballad. Heal 30 from both active. The second one for Electric, colorless. Beat Down Smash. During your next turn, this Pokemon can't use Beat Down Smash and deals 160. Weakness fighting, resistance none, retreat cost 2. Not legal.
This is cool. Like, the artwork's cool.
Yeah, it's adorable. Colored pencil style.
Yeah, and the card itself looks like it's coming from one of the older sets.
Yeah, they really did really well making it look old. They don't even have the 2X marker next to weakness. Like, it just has the symbol.
Yeah, just the symbol, and then it's got the beatdown smash has that weird, like, triangle.
Uh-huh. The old-style formatting.
Yeah, the old formatting and the giant letters. It's cool. It's cool.
I love it.
And then next we've got Hydreigon C. Mm-hmm. I have no idea about that mechanic or whatever. It says SP Pokemon.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this mechanic.
Basically,
oh,
it was
a champion's
kind of like,
Pokemon.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Okay, gotcha.
And this was kind of one of the first times where a like stage 2 or stage 3 could just be dropped down as a basic.
Yeah, and they're showing the level as well.
Yep.
On the top next to the name. So we've got HP 110, darkness type. For two colorless, it has bite for 30 damage. Okay, really scary.
Exactly.
And then for two darkness and a colorless, berserker blade, 100 damage. This attack does 20 damage to two of your opponent's bench Pokemon. Don't apply the weakness and resistance for the bench. And then weakness to grass, resistance to none, retreat cost of two.
Yep.
It's pretty cool, action-packed little artwork. In the box.
Mm-hmm.
And what was her name, the champion?
Oh my gosh.
that had Hydreigon.
Oh my gosh, her picture's right there. What?
I know, Hydreigon fans are gonna kill us. Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah, there we go.
Me.
Mystery solved.
I'm terrible at trivia. Ah! Anyway.
But yeah, it's a cool card. It's got a lot going on with it, like Hydreigon C, the level numbers, and then the giant SP on the far left.
You think
And
that's
then the champion's face on the far right, and then the giant Pikachu 25 right on top of the champion.
You think Hydreigon has a lot going on for it? Let's talk about the next card, which is technically four cards. We have Pikachu V Union. I'm so happy I got this one just in the draw order. But it's the V Union card. It comes in its own promo box, so you get all four pieces at once, unless your box is messed up. I've seen a few of those on Twitter. Here we go. It's got four attacks. It's got 300 HP and four attacks. First attack, Union Gain. All the V Unions have this. Attach up to two electric energy, pardon me, lightning energy from your discard pile to this Pokemon for one colorless energy. So they all have that attack to their corresponding energy type. Second attack, for lightning colorless, Shocking Shock. Does 120 damage. Flip a coin. If heads, your opponent's active is now paralyzed. Third attack, which is the selling point of this V Union card, is Disconnect. For lightning colorless, does 150 damage, and during your opponent's next turn, they can't play any item cards from their hand. Finally, the fourth attack for lightning colorless is Electro Ball Together for 250 damage. Weakness fighting, resistance none, retreat cost 2, and there are about a billion different Pikachus on here, because they took pretty much everybody who has illustrated Pikachu in the past and told them, hey, draw one for this card in your style, and they put it on here.
Yeah, so it's all these cool different styles. Like, there's a really awesome-looking Pikachu in the bottom right. There's a Pikachu that looks like the newest way they're drawing him in the anime. Yeah, there's a bunch of really cool stuff in here.
It's adorable. And it's seeing a lot of play and expanded because of that annoying Disconnect attack. So this can actually get some, it might end up being the most successful V Union because of the electric support that exists. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
And next we have Pikachu V, HP 190, lightning type, for two lightning and a colorless, got Volt Tackle, 210 damage. This Pokemon also does 30 damage to itself. Weakness to fighting, resistance to none, retreat cost of 1.
And finally, for Pokemon that matter, we have Greninja Gold Star. I think that's that's how you say whatever it is. It's another one of these old mechanic things with the gold star on it. It's a dark type, HP of 130. Poke Power, Shadow Knife. When you play this Pokemon from your hand onto your bench during your turn, you may put one damage counter on one of your opponent's Pokemon. It is technically a basic, so you can just slap it down. Attack is Dark Colorless Mist Slash, does 100 damage, and this attack's damage isn't affected by weakness or resistance or by any effects on your opponent's active Pokemon. Weakness is Grass, resistance none, retreat cost 1, not tournament legal. So yeah, that's the Pokemon. They've got a couple secret rares in here as well.
Yep, and they have Metal Charizard and Metal Pikachu.
Yeah.
I'm not positive. Because the pictures here, they don't have that giant, ugly...
Yeah, they don't have that on there.
Pikachu logo with the 25 on... Or the 2 and the 5 on the cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
But is that... Like, do these not have that 100%? Or is this... Do you know if this is, like, an old picture?
They do not have that because they are literally made of metal. And so there is zero chance of confusion on if you can play this in a deck. And they'll be coming out in a collection box of their own. The both of them, I think, will be in that collection box. And, yeah, they are metal cards. So it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Very difficult to shuffle.
Yeah. I wasn't worried so much about the playability. It was more about, like, you know, are these cards going to be...
Do they have your ugly sticker on them?
Yeah, because that's really what I want to know. That's what I'm trying to pay attention to. And then there's also a gold... Pikachu V, the one with Volt Tackle that we just talked about, and also a gold regular Pokeball.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, yeah,
that looks like that is going to be it. We can talk about, so there's different boxes. So I would be know, just be aware. There's like the promotion ones with the Dragapult and the Lance's Charizard V and Zacian. But then there's the Elite Trainer box, which they normally have, and it has the special foil Greninja Gold Star.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Elite Trainer box, which comes with,
I think it's still that same Greninja Gold Star.
Oh yeah. But there's something that's different. I'm trying to find it. There's the special collection.
Yeah, it might just be like dice and things like that. They're doing that now with like the Pokemon Center version versus the one you find at Walmart version has a couple different things, like maybe a couple extra booster packs or something like that. Yeah. If you can get them off PokemonCenter.com, Arceus be with you.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want, there's the Celebrations Ultra Premium Collection that has, that guarantees you the base set Pikachu and base set Charizard, Pikachu V, and, well, base set Pikachu and base set Charizard metal, and then the Pikachu V and the Pokeball gold as well.
Yep.
And then if you want the Hydreigon C, Light Toxtricity, or the very, very sad Mimikyu.
That's so sad.
That's in the collector's chest that
lunchbox.
Is in like a cute little lunchbox.
You can't change my mind. It's always the lunchbox, not the collector's chest.
Yeah. That's funny. They're trying to make it sound cooler. All right. So that'll do it for the cards in this set that are available. And we will see you on Venusaur Best.
Before you marches a titan. Do not be ashamed of the fear inside you. Embrace it as you witness the Venusaur Best.
Look, you guys, it's a Venusaur.
All right, so here we are with our Venusaur Best. Seth Vilo, why don't you start?
Absolutely. You and I kind of mentioned this off air when we were looking at this set and just kind of like, oh, what do these cards do kind of things. And I've been really excited about Zacian V, the psychic one, with that Roar of the Sword, or I think that's what it's called, Roar of the Sword. Unimportant. But yeah, you comically said, like, gosh, does Shadow Rider and Psychic need any more support? And very honestly, like looking at tournament results, it absolutely does. Like,
really?
It is not doing well. Like, especially what people thought it would be doing. It's getting like 8th in the top 10s, and that there's only one of them. Right now, Dragapult is monstrous. Suicune and Ludicolo is monstrous. Leafeon is, like, it is not doing as well as people thought it would. So throwing in a couple Zacian to just assist in getting out those psychic energies on top of your Galarian Articuno, on top of just Underworld Dooring and everything, and just thinning your deck out that much more, and being not too bad of an attacker that's not weak to dark, it's the support that it really did need. So it's really good for Shadow Rider type decks, but it's also decent potential in other decks. So for instance, there's a Sylveon deck that's just basically, if it has the word Rapid Strike on it and is a V Pokemon, you put it in this deck alongside Sylveon, because its attack
We talked about that last week.
It's very good. I love it. It's one of my favorite decks to play. And it's been throwing in two copies of Leafeon V so that it can search a deck for a grass energy and attach it somewhere just to get that one turn of energy acceleration up. So Zacian, while it is still the same type as Sylveon, so it can potentially lower that damage output, being a psychic type also means you can run psychic energy in the deck, which thereby means you can run Fog Crystal, which makes the deck that much smoother to run. So I've really liked having Zacian in there instead of Leafeon, because even though you might drop your damage every now and again, the ability to run Fog Crystal to get the guaranteed setups better and more quickly has been really helpful.
That's cool. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And then there are some questionable cards I see here. What's going on here?
I would be remiss if I didn't mention these cards that I guarantee are not going to actually come out. But like 48 hours ago, it was revealed that there was going to be like Katy Perry V, Post Malone V. they're not coming out, folks. Like, they're not going to be usable, but it would be fun if they were. The Katy Perry thing it's got her and a Pikachu on it, but it is technically Katy Perry V. I don't know how searchable it would be. It is a basic, so I guess you can get it with QuickBall.
Oh, yeah. But maybe parents or older people with children in their lives, maybe make sure that you put the filter on Google before your kids start searching for that.
Wise. I think this is the second Pokemon. Well, Pokemon. I think this is the second human that's searchable by a Pokemon card, because I think there was that Jungle Boy that was technically a grass Pokemon from the Zarude movie. I think this is the second time that humans would be searchable with a Pokeball. But it's got a good attack, at least. It's electric, colorless, heartbeat ray, 130 damage, and does 20 to everything. The Post Malone V is a normal type. It's got multi-beat for 4 colorless energy, 120, does 20 more for each basic type of energy. Pair that with the Xerneas we mentioned earlier that searches your deck. Wow. For 3 basic energies of different types, and throw them on Post Malone V and go to town. You're doing 180.
That's ridiculous.
So I mean, they're not going to be tournament legal. Look at this. Look at the number of them. Like the Katy Perry is card.
He could take out the Katy Perry V with that attack.
Yeah, you could. You definitely could. But yeah, it's 10 card 10 out of a set of 25 because October 25th is Katy Perry's birthday. And Post Malone is card 7 out of a set of 4 because April 4th is Post Malone's birthday. Like, these are not seeing the light of day.
I didn't even realize that. That's hilarious.
Yeah. But those are my cards. Go ahead, Basket, with yours.
All right. So I wanted to bring up Dark Sylveon V again.
Woo.
Another, I'm just going to do a quick rundown on the card because Seth turned me on to an actual deck that people are running with this, which sounds fun.
Thanks, Little Dark Fury. You're on YouTube. We love you.
So, Dark Sylveon V, Psychic, HP 180, 2 colorless, disarming. Well, I'm not going to talk about that because it doesn't super matter.
Yeah, whatever.
For Psychic and 2 colorless, Tricky Ribbon. This is why this is a deck. 100 damage, choose a random card from your opponent's hand. Your opponent reveals that card and shuffles it into their deck. So, face value, not that fantastic, but basically Ribbon Badge, because it says Sylveon in the card name, can turn this into a one prize card.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and then you also have options on further disruption. So this is just, it's basically disruption. Dark Sylveon is trying to screw with you is basically what's going on.
Yep.
You can Marnie them down to 4 and then Tricky Ribbon to, you know, just bring their hand size down even farther. You also can put in Oleana.
It's the admin lady from Sword and Shield who went crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name. But basically, for that one, your opponent reveals their hand, and then you can take one of their supporters and put it on the bottom of their deck.
I think it's straight up trainer. Like, it's not even supporter. Like, it's just trainer card and put it on the bottom of their deck. You do have to discard 2 in order to use that supporter, but...
Oh, is it trainer?
I think it's trainer. Yeah, so you can get rid of their only Quick Ball or something like that, so they can't even Crobat out of your nonsense. I could be wrong.
Yep, trainer card.
It's a trainer, nice. Yep. So it's just annoying, and I love it.
Very cool. Yeah, very fun disruption. And what was the main attacker?
You pair it with Shadow Rider to charge up.
Right. But yeah, Dark Sylveon with its super moody card art. And it's fun little Tricky Ribbon attack. Very fun. Very cool. Very Venusaur best.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's it for this month, guys. Thank you very much for coming on with me today, Seth.
Absolutely. It's always my pleasure to gush about random cards and my terrible experiences with all of them.
And thank you, Puckle Peeps, for continuing to listen to the TCG Cast. And we will see you all next month.
Time. Farewell, my friends. I'll catch
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.